Turning to the questions from Madame Donders, and specifically the dismantling of camps in Dunkirk and other areas, the administrative police are evacuating these camps. Yes, that is happening indeed, and these efforts are aimed at putting it into illegal and repeated occupation of lands or squatting of lands. There are measures for expulsion ordered by the judicial authorities, by the judges. These are aimed at protecting minors as well, and to protect migrants on the administrative level as well. These operations on the ground involve the perimeters that are being established to keep third parties out of the fray, including journalists. In 2021, it was determined that these measures had exceeded that which was necessary to ensure the safety of operations, and that they brought and led to an undermining of the work of observers and journalists. Now, expulsions in Calais, Saint-Trente and Dunkirk, there were judicial orders by which the judicial authorities were in charge of implementing these operations. The operations were also aimed at ensuring that since the beginning of the year in the Dunkirk and other sites, there were 36 such operations that took place. In Calais, the same operations took place as well. They're based on the same legal foundations. This includes operations based on flagrant actions that are seen every day. The anti-squat laws have been utilized by the end of 2023 in order to proceed with the evacuation of the Angar occupations. 14 operations for dismantling and seven for expulsions were undertaken, and no complaint was brought for violence or disproportionate use of law enforcement by the police. Now, the case of minors in Dunkirk are exceptional. Minors are always supported. There were 20 cases throughout the whole year, and we were able to determine that the majority of these were of Sudanese citizens and